and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling us sinners. For you and for me, though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home.
John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Well, we're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has a great destiny for you to fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, this day to preach your word, that, Lord, you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, today we'd like to open, after opening prayer, I'd like to say that, what is God's nature like? Now, what does he think of you? We see this from 2 John 3. It says that grace, mercy, peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. And Matthew 28:20 says, And behold, I am with you all the days and on every occasion to the very end. God has a destiny for you. We'll see this in this message. Before you were born, God knew you. He knew your possibility. He knows you are not perfect, but he knows you have potential because he created you. Though we are physical creatures, we have a spiritual nature, just as God does. This is why we feel guilt, love, and other complex emotions. Flawed though we are, we retain the image of and glory of the Father. Before you were born, God knew your legacy. We see this in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We see in the point of that God loved you as a truly human person, even before you were born. Nothing but love can account for God's seeing us and caring for us even before you were conceived, born, or had committed any sin. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God's love surrounds you, when you face life challenges. Don't we all face life challenges? If you believe that before you were born, God lovingly strung together the days of your life from conception through to eternity, then you have context for believing your life is ordered, even to the point of using adversity to your eternal advantage. And that context is love. God loved you before you were born. He loves you today. And your legacy is that he will love you forever. At judgment, God looks at you and sees Christ's righteousness, which has been thrown over you like a white robe. Because Christ takes your sin and gives you his righteousness, the problem of your acceptability to a holy God has been resolved. But it is not enough to say, "Great to hear, John," and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. God has paid the price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it. Now Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. Friends, will you pray with me? If you want to get your life right with God, then this is the time. Just follow me in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed this prayer, I believe you got born again. If you prayed that for the first time, get into a good Bible-based church and give God first place in your life. He will take you places that you never dreamed, as you have an awesome destiny ahead of you. Right, today's message is remain. We go to John 15:7. It says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." See, in life, we all have ups and downs. There are seasons that are more difficult than others. Seasons of testing, trials and temptations where our character is being developed and our faith in God is being strengthened. Sometimes it can feel like you're taking two steps forward and three steps back. If we're not careful, we'll start thinking life is always going to be this way. Even in strong seasons, you'll start looking for things to go wrong. God doesn't want us to live life like a roller coaster. He wants us to bring us to a place of stability where we remain strong in him. Says Matthew 6:34, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries." Friends, failure is a teacher. It's not your undertaker. Failure is delay, not defeat. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, you will bear much fruit, and your fruit will remain." The word remain means to be fixed, immovable, not affected by circumstances. If you will keep abiding in him, just keep meditating on his word, he'll bring you through. He'll make you strong, he'll keep you stable, and you'll keep moving forward into the life of blessing he has prepared for you. In other words, then, set your heart and mind on knowing that God is good and faithful. Trust him and seek him and put him first, and he will direct your steps. Amen. Well, this part of the message, we're going to start praying for the sick and the hurting shortly. Have an expectancy to get a touch from him today. We go to the Word of God. We go to Psalm 103:2, 3, and 4. It says, "Do not forget all his benefits." In other words, we are to make sure we do not forget all of God's benefits. The Bible is saying, listen carefully to the benefits that are for you. It says, "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Friends, God removes the barrier that separated people from himself by cancelling the debt of sin and all your iniquities. God's love removes a person's sin so they never existed. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us, or our sins from us, who heals all your diseases. Friend, not once did God ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. Healing is for everybody, both then and now. And for who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Friends, this is the gospel, the good news, the kingdom of God. Every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. 5, it says, who satisfy you in old age, men, who satisfy you in old age with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What's saying here? God has the capacity to empower those who are weary. Trust the Lord. He is not finished with you, amen? The Lord executes acts of loving kindness and justice for all that are oppressed. What it's saying here, loving kindness in Hebrew is the word hesed. The word defies translation in English. Hesed is love, mercy, favor, grace, forgiveness, gentleness, patience, and more rolled into one. It is used many times in Scripture. Now you have a better idea of what it meant by the phrase loving kindness. This is our Lord's nature. He wants you healed. Jesus constantly showed God's compassion towards the sick and suffering, tangibly demonstrating that healing and health are God's will for everyone. The good news is that healing belongs to us today, because Jesus the healer is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following and creative miracles. And believe you have received and you will have it. Believe it. Have the power, and the power of the Lord is present to heal right now. Lay your hands on that sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Holy Spirit, I release your healing power, and I command to be healed and made whole. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it needs to be taken place. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as I loose your healing power. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of every listener. I command every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, I break the power of it in Jesus Christ's name now. I command you to be healed and made whole, as I loose your healing power, Holy Spirit. Lord, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now, amen. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name, for you are holy. I thank you that you are our righteousness, you are our shepherd, you are our divine giver of life. Friends, let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you, and be imparted by you when you use God's words in the authority of Jesus' name. and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Not every healing is instant. The Bible says you shall recover. Sometimes it takes seconds, minutes, hours, sometimes days. But the Bible promises you shall recover or you shall get well. Fear and faith are opposite. Fear is from the devil, not from the Lord. Act your faith and try moving. You'll see, just try it regularly and you'll find that the pains will start to go. And look for the improvements. Most important, look for the improvements. And test the area to see if there's any improvement. Do not let fear come upon you. As I said before, the Bible says to fear not. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure we're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. When walk in love, maintain a good confession, friends. Words are powerful. Use good words. Use healing scriptures. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. My prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you and that God has already prepared the way that you consider impossible. For nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. Your tomorrows are going to be your best days because God is your Father and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to me. sweet, sweet anointing flowing down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost. It will soothe all of my fears, wipe away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing flowing down to make me clean like a mighty rushing stream. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out the oil and wine all over me. Hell.